why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, on Dialogue. So as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, of course, because of the minor and major occultation that has occurred, the amount of dialogues that we have from His Eminence, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, are rather limited when it comes to the other divinely appointed Imams and the other rightful successors to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. But of course, those conversations and those dialogues that we do have are incredibly valuable, they're incredibly important, and there's a lot of profound things that one can learn from them. And of course, we pray that the reappearance of this awaited Savior of humanity comes sooner than later, so that we can one-on-one, firsthand, have these dialogues and conversations with His Eminence, the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. In this conversation with Muhammad Asadi that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has, we find that he answers three questions. We already talked about the first two questions, and now we move on to the third and last question. And so Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he says, "As for that which you asked, Muhammad al-Asadi, whether if someone is having something from our property and he spends it without our permission, as if he himself is the owner and considers it permissible for himself, the reply to this question is as follows. One who does this is accursed on the day of judgment, and we would be displeased with that individual. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali has certainly said, anyone who considers a prohibited thing of my progeny as permissible is eligible for my curse and that of all the prophets. One who encroaches upon our rights is amongst those who are unjust upon us, and the curse of Allah is upon him. As the Almighty Allah says, know that the curse of Allah is upon the oppressors. So here, again, a very strong statement made by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and how we need to be very careful of the rights of the infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam. And of course, not only is the khums and the zakat and these things the right of the infallible Imams, but also obeying them is probably the greatest right that we have towards these divinely appointed Imams, especially Imam al-Mahdi. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Now, the first thing we learned about, brothers and sisters, and we're going 100 miles an hour. I hope everybody has their seatbelts on, okay? What is taqwa? We learned before that taqwa was good common sense. That I will look out for my interest. If I see something that's dangerous, I won't do that. The problem that exists and many people of the world is that they use that good common sense when it comes to the dunya. But then when it comes to the akhirah, suddenly their minds go blank. How can that be okay? If I avoid something that's dangerous for me in the dunya, why, if something is much more dangerous, but in the akhirah, suddenly I say, well, no, that's okay. I'll deal with it on the other side. That's not taqwa. That's why, brothers and sisters, if you remember, taqwa even comes before iman. There's a question. Why is it some people can read the Quran and be guided, and other people can read the same Quran and not be guided? The answer, and we talked about this before, was some people have taqwa before iman. Ayat of Quran. Brothers and sisters, can you turn with me to Surah number 2? Surah Baqarah. Surah number 2. We're going to look at one of the ayat of the Quran. And verse number 2. Surah number 2, verse number 2. Thalikal kitab. That is the book, the Quran. That is the book. La rayba fih. There is no doubt in it. What does the Quran say about itself? Hudan lilmuttaqeen. It's a source of guidance for those who have taqwa.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.